Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Judy Baker, CEO of Canada Lithium Corporation. The company trades on the TSX Venture. The ticker symbol is CLQ. Thanks for joining us today, Judy.
Thank you very much.
Great. Now, start off by talking to us about the marketing agreement with Japanese Trading House.
Okay. Essentially, in the beginning of March, Canada Lithium Corp press released that we're making battery-grade lithium carbonate. We have the specification from several of the Japanese trading houses who we have confidentiality agreements with. After we achieved that milestone, basically one of the trading houses approached us and said, okay, we'd like to, for you to ship sample to us in Japan, we'd like to use that sample to develop a market for you in Japan, Korea, and China. So basically what we're going to do is ship battery-grade lithium carbonate samples to a Japanese trading house who is in turn going to use those samples to develop a market for our, the product from Canada Lithium's project, the Quebec Lithium Mine.
So, yeah, update us and bring us up to speed on the Quebec Lithium project.
Okay. It was a past-producing mine. It operated from 1955 to 1965. It produced 272,000 tons of product. It produced lithium spodumene, lithium carbonate, lithium chloride, lithium hydroxide over 10 years. And basically what's happening is as a result of increase in demand for lithium ion batteries, basically projects, lithium projects have to be brought back on stream or new lithium projects developed to supply that increase in demand for lithium. And so what we're doing is basically looking at bringing the Quebec lithium operation back into production.
Well, great. And so talk about some of the trends in the market, Judy, and how well-positioned the company is to capitalize on them right now.
Okay. So the right now the lithium market's small. It's a 100,000-ton market. It's probably grown at about 7% per year for the last 10 years. The thing is, though, all the consumer electronics now essentially have lithium-ion batteries. So the cell phone, iPods, cameras, video cameras, electric razors, power tools, dental tools, basically everything's all the consumer electronics have lithium-ion batteries as the rechargeable battery of choice. They've all switched from initially using the nickel metal hydride battery. So, but if you remember the nickel hydride metal hydride batteries, they were big, they're bulky. There was memory loss issues, and so the lithium ion is a superior battery. It has three times the energy density of a nickel metal hydride battery, and it doesn't have a memory effect problem. So basically, for one third of the size and weight, you get the same impact. And you don't have the issues, you don't have the fact that you have to drain the battery the whole way and let it recharge the whole way. About a year ago, actually in January of early 2008, big auto companies started announcing lithium-ion batteries in hybrid cars. So January 2008, Toyota announced it's going to switch its nickel-metal hydride in 210 and 211. GM and Mercedes announced in March, Nissan announced in May, and subsequently other auto companies have announced lithium-ion batteries in hybrid cars. So they used to have nickel-metal hydride batteries in all their hybrids right now, with the exception of Mercedes. The Mercedes 2009 model is a lithium-ion battery. And so if basically there's the size of a lithium-ion battery going into the car into a car is – 3,000 times the size of your cell phone lithium-ion battery. So the world's going to need more lithium for these hybrid cars that are switching from nickel-metal hydride to lithium-ion. So that's the big trend that's driving demand for lithium.
Good answer. And What differentiates the company from other players in your sector?
Well, there's very few companies that are in the lithium space. You've got current producers, FMC Chemical, which is owned by FMC Corp, Chemetall, which is held by Rockwood Holdings, SQM. So you've got some current players, but it's hard to find small companies that are developing lithium deposits and have the upside that Canada Lithium Corp would have.
Great. And so talk a little bit about the company's growth. Will you continue to grow organically, look for more M&A activities, or will it be a combination of both?
Yeah. We the company market capitalization right now is 17 million Canadian. At the completion of the pre-feasibility study of the Quebec Lithium Project, we're going to show that that asset has a value between 300 and 400 million U.S. So there's organic growth in the company as a result of advancing the Quebec Lithium Project through pre-feasibility and certainly developing a market for our product with a Japanese trading house is a key factor with respect to advancing the project through pre-feasibility. So there'll be organic growth there, but we will look at additional lithium projects.
Great. And perhaps you can walk us through your background and experience, Judy, as well as that of the key management team at Canada Lithium.
Yeah. I have about 18 years experience in the resource sector. I have a geology degree and engineering degree, and I've worked in the exploration and mining industry, both in the field at operating mines, as well. I did an MBA at one point, and I've also worked in the financial and management side of the resource sector. So I worked at a brokerage house as a mining analyst, and I've run the North American business unit for a geophysics service company. So that'd be my key team. Gary Pierce, my chief operating officer. Pierce has almost 50 years experience in industrial minerals. He's a geologist. He's an engineer. His expertise over the last 50 years is in the industrial minerals area. He's actually been in the area of metallurgy. So that's one of the key success factors to making these projects successful. Also have a brine consultant. We have a market consultant, a gentleman that's bought and sold lithium products for 20 years as a consultant for the company. So we have a great
team. And what specific milestones and objectives has the company set over the next year?
Yeah, for 2009, Canada Lithium Corp has to complete a detailed pre-feasibility study with an out-of-house engineering firm, and that's in progress now. We've done an internal scoping study, but everything has to be done outside by a third party. That will be the key project that we're working on for 2009, is advancing the Quebec Lithium Project through pre-feasibility as well. We'll continue to ship samples to Japan for development of our market as well. I also had a meeting last week with a U.S. distributor of lithium. So we'll continue we announced a marketing agreement for Japan, Korea, and China, but there's also the rest of the world that is going to need lithium as well.
Right. And in terms of investors, do you think that investors understand the general direction the company is headed in?
Yeah, we're clearly focused on lithium. We renamed the company in January to better brand and reflect the company's business plan. Our core asset is the Quebec Lithium Project. We make regular press releases with respect to the progress of that project. So everyone's very much aware of the Canada Lithium Corp's corporate strategy and objectives.
Great. And once again, joining us today is Judy Baker, the CEO of Canada Lithium Corporation. The company trades on the TSX Venture. The ticker symbol is CLQ. And before we conclude, Judy, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Canada Lithium Corp as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Yeah. Everybody should have exposure to the lithium market. We're basically looking at a fourfold increase in demand for lithium over the next decade as big auto is moving to lithium-ion batteries and hybrid cars. The world wants hybrid cars, more hybrid cars every year to hedge against high fuel prices. Consumer electronics are going to be there's a replacement in North America as well as demand in Brazil, Russia, India, China for cell phones and iPods. And so everybody needs exposure to growth commodities, and lithium is one of the top growth commodities over the next decade as a result of a shift it's become the rechargeable battery of choice, and that more people want hybrid cars. Canada Lithium Corp has a key asset, a past-producing lithium mine. We're advancing through pre-feasibility this year, and we've started developing a market for our product in Asia.
Well, great, and we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's progress and growth. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
Thank you very much.